My name is Anthony Ritter. I'm 16, and I'm interviewing my uncle. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Matt Manser.
We are in the Cake and Cork on November 29th, 2017. So I would like this interview to mainly focus around what your childhood was like.
Okay.
And schooling and education,
okay,
etc. So let's start with something simple. What did you do for fun when you were a kid?
Well, I rode my bike a lot, and I used to take bikes apart and build them.
You built bikes?
I did, and I lived in a neighborhood where we were very free to walk around and, you know, hang out at neighbors' houses and play and build tree forts and things like that.
Oh. Who's your best friend? Who did you do this sort of stuff with?
I guess my best friend when I was in like grade school was Steven Marcus, and he had a big tree house in his yard, and we used to do that, and we'd go camping and do camping trips and all kinds of stuff, light off fireworks, all kinds of things.
Light off fireworks? Mm-hmm. Your own fireworks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So have you noticed a difference in school curriculums between when you were in school and when your daughter was in school?
Yes. When I was in school, we had an organized PE class every single day and learned how to play a lot of different sports and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And also had organized art teachers and things like that. And I see that, you know, that's sort of been pushed aside. When my daughter was in grade school, she didn't have an art teacher or a PE instructor. Everything was just put on the regular teacher there.
Oh. Would you, do you think that that was an important part of growing up?
It was, and I also see that, you know, teachers back then had the freedom to teach more what they wanted to teach,
mm-hmm,
where it seems like things are so structured now towards the standardized testing and that teaching to a certain extent has become bland. You know, everyone's learning the same stuff. And so I think that stifles creativity a little bit, not only from the teacher standpoint, but also in the student standpoint.
Yeah, sure, that makes sense. Did you have any nicknames growing up?
No.
Not one?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
What about siblings?
I have two sisters, one that's 2 years younger than me and one that's 8 years younger than me.
Oh, yeah, did you get along well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a little difficult with my sister and I being in high school at the same time, because and when you're in high school, you tend to date the gals that are in the class younger than you.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister was in the class younger than me, so she had, you know, I was basically dating her friends, and so it was always kind of weird. So,
What's your most vivid memories with your siblings and going to school?
Trying to think. I guess it would be riding on the school bus. We had to ride on the school bus every single day when the trip was pretty far because we lived out in a real community.
Mm-hmm.
So we were spending about an hour and a half on the school bus every day. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's about 45 minutes each way.
Wow, did you have a lot of friends that rode that bus with you?
Yep. Everybody rode the school bus because it was sort of in a farming community where I went to high school. So everyone was very anxious to get their driver's license when they could. So you turned 16, everyone went to the Department of Motor Vehicles to get their driver's license so they could get a car and not have to ride the school bus anymore.
Oh, yeah. I bet it's pretty much that way now, too.
Yeah.
What was your favorite subject?
I gravitated towards hands-on classes, things where I could do hands-on, like wood shop and welding,
mm-hmm,
and things where I could, you know, create things. Also, you know, art classes and things like that.
Do you have anything left from your wood shop?
I do. I have actually two things I made in wood shop that sit still on my nightstands on each side. I have two wooden jars that I made back in high school, and I keep my loose change and stuff in there.
Oh, that's cool. That's, mm-hmm, real nice. Did your daughter have any sort of classes like that?
She's a product of the charter school, mm-hmm, and she had some art classes, and I put her in some specialty art classes. They're very lacking on the PE side still, but she went to Coral Academy here in Reno, which is a pretty progressive school as far as academics. And she did her, she went to a traditional high school for her freshman year, and then decided she'd had enough of it, and she had enough knowledge that she'd picked up in charter school to test out of high school. So she took her GED and tested out of high school and enrolled as a 16-year-old full-time at TMCC.
Oh, wow. Was that common when you were in school?
No, you couldn't do anything like that.
Oh, no?
No, you had to go to high school, or else, you know, you were considered truant and they would come and arrest you or whatever, and, you know, you had to go to school.
What was punishment like when you were a kid?
In school there was time out, and corporal punishment was in place, where if, you know, if, even in the high school level, if you weren't behaving or the teachers wanted to enforce discipline, they had paddles and things that they would come and hit you with. They would spank you, basically. And
were you paddled often?
No, just once.
Just once?
Just once, and it was something I didn't even do. It was just some guy was you know, harassing me, and the teacher couldn't figure out who was causing it, so just disciplined us both. So,
oh wow,
yeah.
Was that sort of thing? Did that happen often?
Daily.
Really? Wow, that doesn't happen at all. Mm-hmm. Really.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of your teachers?
Yeah, I had one of my favorite teachers. I had this teacher named Mr. Smith, and it was a history class. And one of the things he did to engage the students is he had he assigned everyone in the class a historical character. So, you know, somebody had to be Abraham Lincoln, or somebody, you know, needed to be George Washington Carver or something like that. And you would study for that, and then during one of the classes, that you would spend that class pretending you're that person. So you would present yourself, and then you would answer questions as if you were that person out of history.
So everyone gets to be a person in history. Who were you?
I was Pope Innocent III.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was that exciting? Did you
care? It was interesting because, you know, it opened up a side of history. People don't realize how religious wars were, you know, bloody and terrible, and, you know, how the Catholic Church, you know, really did some awful things throughout history, and, you know, Pope Innocent was one of those popes that, you know, had wars going on basically under his command. Well, this is sort of something that's not thinkable right now, that the Pope would send out an army to, you know, conquer a certain land, but that was commonplace back then.
Do you enjoy history?
I do. I still watch a lot of historical programs and stuff on TV. And
cool. So going back to when you said you built bikes and stuff, was that from a kit or just
spare parts? No, I just figured it out.
You taught yourself how to build a bike?
Yep.
What sparked an interest in building bikes?
I've just always been sort of mechanical. So, you know, one of the first things you learn how to do when you're working on bikes is how to fix flat tires. And when you fix a flat tire, you have to learn how to take the wheels off. So once you know, and then you have to figure out how to put the wheels back on. So that's a mechanical part of it. And then, you know, the inner workings of it, there's ball bearings and, you know, things like that. And I've, you know, was always pretty good with tools and things like that. And, you know, and I just learned the hard way, you know, how to do things.
Do you still build and ride bikes?
I do. I've taken that up, and I build some of the nicest bikes on the planet. So.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Can you tell me anything special about them?
Well, I built up a special bike for the champion of England this year, a gal racer. It was very highly specialized bike, and it was actually tailored the bike to the particular course that it was going to be raced on, and has a lot of features. Like it can tell you how much power you're outputting,
and
it communicates with you and can tell you, you know, what your heart rate is. The shifting is all electronic. You basically push buttons to shift gears and things like that.
Oh, wow.
And instantaneously tells you your speed. And, you know, it's sort of exactly like a car, but you're the motor. Does everything a car will do, except for you're the motor and makes it go fast. It'll tell you your speed and all that stuff. And
you've built this?
Yeah, those bikes have run about $12,000, somewhere in there.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a kid, what sort of major differences were there compared to nowadays?
You know, I think there was more freedom as a when I was growing up. I grew up in when I was in grade school. And also in high school. I sort of had a radius that I could go without, you know, really checking in with my parents, and it was about, you know, 5 miles from my house.
Oh, wow.
And I could travel in any direction about 5 miles from my house, and we didn't have the phone communications like we did or anything, and it was just sort of trusted that, you know, that we'd be home for dinner, and if we weren't going to be home for dinner, well, then we needed to, you know, call our parents and tell us and stuff like that. But, you know, I think we were, you know, had more freedom back then to make our own choices. And, you know, also, I think, you know, we could travel long distances to school and things like that. And where I don't think, you know, if you live 2 miles from school, I don't think many kids walk anymore. So, you know, they get a ride somehow or something like that. And,
so do you remember how far exactly school was from your house?
I remember riding my bike to school when I was like in second grade, and it was probably 2.5 miles to school, you know.
How many grades was an elementary school for you? What grade did that?
We had 6 grades in elementary, mm-hmm. and then 2 for junior high, and then, right. you know, 4 for high school.
So, yeah, pretty standard.
Very similar.
What can you tell me about your parents?
My parents are both from Wisconsin and went to University of Wisconsin and met up there, and I was actually born in University of Wisconsin Hospital up there, and my dad has a degree in economics and my mother is an occupational therapist.
Do you have any funny stories about with your parents, a funny Christmas story or?
Oh gosh. You know, I think, you know, I don't know if they were funny or not, but we always had, in high school, we had a horse farm in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in a very rural area, and sometimes you'd lose electricity, and your water was tied into your electricity as well, because you had the water was in a well, and you had an electric pump to go with that. So if power went out, you were suddenly back in the 1800s in that you had to burn firewood to keep warm and fetch water from the well manually. By, you know, we had to walk down this big hill to get water out and
oh, wow.
and feed a whole bunch of horses that were, you know, a half mile away. So it was you know, a lot of work back then. So I don't know if that was funny or not, but you know, those kind of things happen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So since we're in the holiday season, what sort of holiday traditions did you have around Thanksgiving, Christmas?
You know, pretty much, you know, standard, you know, holiday stuff. You know, I think on Christmas we usually like open one present the night before and then open other presents the morning of, and we usually have a lot of presents from a lot of different relatives. So we do quite a bit of that. And my family, everyone in my family knows how to cook really well, so there's always a lot of that. And you know, my family was in the restaurant business, so. You know, everyone knew how to cook, so, and we were taught how to cook at a young age, and we were never given any restrictions, you know, in that area, so.
Oh, no?
Nope. It just as long back as soon as I could hold a knife, I was allowed to cook just about anything I wanted.
Do you remember the first thing that you ever cooked?
I think the first big thing I ever made was when I was in first grade. I made pizza, and when I say made pizza, I mean I made the dough and everything.
In first grade,
yeah,
you made
scratch.
Your own dough. Wow.
And, you know, it's own scratch and, you know, all the ingredients and all that. So.
Oh, cool. What flavor pizza was it?
I can't remember.
Oh, no?
It was probably just standard pepperoni or something like that.
Do you still cook often?
I do.
You enjoy cooking?
I do. I still make pizza.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So, what other friends did you have during school that you could tell me about?
Well, I played team sports in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
I played baseball, basketball, and football. Wasn't that great at basketball, even though I did play it for a while. I was pretty good at football. I played defensive end from second grade on into high school. And I was pretty good at that. Even in junior high, I was quarterback for a while. And although I wasn't very good at that, I was much better playing defense. But the coach thought, well, you're the only one who understands the plays really well, so we're going to make you the quarterback. So, but football was a lot of fun, and I have, remember friends that I used to play with in grade school, some of them went on. The school I was in grade school was heavily into the arts and performing arts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys I played football with went off to Hollywood and starred in movies and things.
Oh, wow.
And then one of the other guys I played football with, his sister is Joan Osborne, a famous singer.
Oh, wow.
Out here, so.
That's awesome. Do you still keep in touch with a lot of your friends?
Not from grade school necessarily. I keep more in touch with my friends from college. I have a best friend from college that I'm actually going back to spend some time with here in a couple of weeks down in Florida. So.
Oh, nice. So going back, you said you had a horse farm, right?
Yeah, we had horses. Yeah.
What else can you tell me about that?
We lived in the Kentucky, Indiana area, which is big horse country. We had at first we had a 3-acre piece of property and we got a pony, and then we bought a quarter horse, which was a former racehorse off a ranch in Texas. And I learned to basically ride that horse, and it still amazes me that my parents would let me ride this horse, because it's an extremely fast horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in second and third grade and riding this horse flat out as fast as it could go, mm-hmm. which is pretty damn fast, across fields and things like that. And I think parents nowadays would be scared to death if they saw their child riding a large, very fast horse,
at
full speed, across a pasture that's a mile across or more. And,
oh wow!
And so, I look back and I go, that was a fairly dangerous sport, but parents let me do it, so.
Do you have any other pets besides horses?
We had horses, we had dogs, we had Australian cattle dogs, which were extremely smart, and we had lots of cats, have barns, you need to have cats to keep the mice under control.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had ducks and chickens and things like that, but primarily just horses.
Oh, cool. Did you enjoy your childhood? Is it something you wish you could go back to?
I did. There was, there was never boring. There was always something to do with either, doing things on the farm and, the things I learned from the farm is you're usually out there by yourself, and we didn't have internet and things like that at that time. So if something broke, it was pretty much on you to figure out how to fix it.
Oh yeah,
there wasn't anyone you could call for help. Like if you were driving a tractor out in the, out several miles from home and it broke down, and there wasn't anyone to call that, to say, help, come help me out this. You kind of had to figure out how to fix it or what you need to do to get it going or things like that. So, from those experiences that I gathered when in my younger years, one of my first jobs I was a maintenance director at a summer camp. Mm-hmm. At age of 16, so I can't imagine that going on often nowadays.
Only 16.
I was only 16, and I was responsible for a whole fleet of vehicles, tractors, a barn, several buildings, electronics, wiring, you name it.
Was that common back in the day?
It was just there were lots of kids just like me that were raised resourceful and if you can't figure it out you. You learn how,
Mm-hmm.
You don't give up. You just got to figure out what it needs to get it done and get it fixed.
And how to do it.
And how to do it, yeah.
Cool. That's very cool. Well, thank you for interviewing today with me.
You're welcome.
Very exciting. I appreciate having you on.
You're welcome.